Hello, everybody. I'm going to talk about one of the very, very, very many jobs that I've done. One of the things that I do is I used to work at the BMA. Anybody know about the BMA here? Yeah, free art. That's pretty cool, right? Well, so since it's free art, we do get a lot of people who come in, you know, feel like they can meander around and talk about the craziest topics while I'm at the front desk. Oh, by the way, that's what I do. I sit at the front desk. I tell people, I greet people, I say, hi, welcome to the BMA. Free art, yes. Please ask me and tell me about your crazy day that you had that you're just going to unleash on me because I'm at the desk, you know. Well, one day, I was sitting at one of the stations that we have where it's like in Fox Court. I don't know if anybody here knows, but Fox Court in the BMA is known to be a little quieter. So I get more people who come around, they see me sitting alone at my desk, and they're like, you know what? This kid wants to hear my story. I'm just gonna go over there. Usually that happens, but this time around I got this really, really nice mother who had some two kids with her. They came in, and one of the kids had this little doll that had a bunny on it. And I was like, oh, that looks great. You know, they're here, little kids, getting inspired, you know, by all the violence and the art, you know, that we're having a show on right now, you know. Anyways, so I saw the little bunny, and the mother was like, oh, yeah, so do you know of anything that the kids might like, you know? I'm thinking, you know, like animals or something. And I noticed that the little boy had a little doll of a little rabbit. So I was like, you know what? In the back of my mind, I'm searching through like 180,000 art pieces at our museum, right? Because I got to memorize all that stuff. And I think of this one sculpture that I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty sure there's a little rabbit in it. And that rabbit is like jumping or frolicking, you know, as a bronze sculpture, you know, frolicking. And I was just like, oh, you know what? I think around the back over there, if you walk this way, you know, there's a beautiful sculpture. I think your child will love it. It's a rabbit. It's really happy. And the mother looked me in the eye and she was like, you know what? Thank you. You know, you just inspired my child to become a rabbit doctor or something. You know, just like you pointed us in the right direction. You're a pastor. Thank you. You know, I was like feeling good about myself, you know, doing my job. It's nice. And later on in the day, I decide I'm going to do my rounds and just walking around talking to the security guards, hearing about all the gossip and shit that they talk about the viewers, you know. And finally, I pass by this sculpture in the American wing. Bad call that I sent them in the American wing because it's a mess over there anyway. Anyways, so I saw this sculpture and I was just walking by and I went, because I saw it. And I was like, that's not a frolicking rabbit at all. And in fact, it was a rabbit that was being tortured and mauled by a greyhound with its gut spit open. And, you know, the greyhound's really at its throat, you know, and the rabbit's like flailing on its back and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I did so good for that kid, you know, showing him like the reality of life, you know, whatever. But, I mean, honestly, I was just like, you know, I really hope I just never run into this mother and her child because she's probably going to, I don't know, report me or something. I'm the only Asian person working there, so, like, not hard to, you know, point me out. And so, finally, I finish my rounds, and I'm just hoping. I'm like, you know, it's been 30, 45 minutes. Yeah, they should be pretty bored by now. I get bored, you know. They should be home. And I go into the bathroom just in case, just to stall a little more time so that they can leave. I go in the bathroom, you know, and just sit on the toilet, just on my phone, you know, being like, I'm getting paid for this. And then finally I exit, and lo and behold, right in front of the bathroom door is the mother, you know. She's standing there, and she looks at me, and we kind of both go, you know, the kind of, that's just like, man, I really didn't want to run into you, but I ran into you, you know. And she looks at me, and she just says, we're finished here. I said, oh, my God, what did we start? Like, what's going on? And she goes, we're finished, and we're never coming back. And I said, thank you, and we're so sorry to hear about your day, you know? Because that's the customer service voice talking, you know. In reality, in my mind, I'm like, I'm sorry, but also, reality, rabbits get mauled by greyhounds. This is also the American wing, which is your people, so it's not really, you know, my fault, you know, whatever. But you know, customer service voice comes in. It's just like, thank you. I'm so sorry about your day. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, let me just go back to my desk and I'll just remember that that sculpture is, you know, quite violent, not a frolicking rabbit. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Very stressful. It's really hard to remember, like, all these art pieces that people come through and ask for, you know? Like, sometimes I'll get someone who comes in, and they're real happy, they're real jolly. They're like, I'm at an art museum. I'm wearing a turtleneck. I'm so artsy, you know? And I'm like, okay, thank you, thank you. And they say, and they come to the front desk, and they're like, give me something blue today, you know? Like, I'm their pharmacist or something. I'm like, okay, well, are you thinking, like, blue colors or, like, a blue rabbit or, you know, a blue sculpture? And they're like, just kidding, give me something green. And I'm like, that doesn't make it any better. Like, I'm trying, you're not helping me here. So, yeah, I guess that's it. Don't try to work there. Or if you see me there, don't ask me about a color because I'm also colorblind. So, all right, thank you so much.